I had once been called Special Agent Street. It has a nice ring, doesn't it? I was superbly trained for this kind of work, had done my time in the field before transferring to the National Center for the Analysis of Violent Crime, NCAVC, at Quantico, as a criminal investigative analyst, a profiler. A few years later, the FBI took away my security pass and my gun and handed me a separation notice. You have the brains and the talent, Dr. Street. You merely lack focus. I remember thinking at that moment that the only thing I really lacked was a drink, which was, of course, part of the problem. I was escorted that day to the FBI garage where my old convertible, a 69 Impala, white on white and about half a mile long, was parked at an angle over the line between two spaces. Fire one special agent, get back two parking spots. Sweet deal. Now, 4 years later, I passed under the curtained front window and congratulated myself on accomplishing this soundlessly. Then, the rotting porch creaked. The strobe from a television danced across the windows, volume so low I could barely make it out. I waited, still, listening for any movement inside. Then stuck my head round and tried to peek between the curtains. I could see the outline of a man. Whoa! A big outline. Jobs like this can be tricky. Bail jumpers move fast. You've got to go in when you can and take your chances. No time to learn the neighborhood, the routines, the visitors. I was here without the benefit of surveillance, without backup, going in cold with my heart thundering against my chest and adrenaline surging like water through a fire hose. I could taste it. Almonds and saccharin. I was scared shitless, and I liked it. The street lamps were out. The night draped in billowy white clouds that cast a faint light across the overgrown yard and locked in the heat like a blanket. Atlanta in summer. Suffocating and damp. Nerves and humidity sent sweat trickling from my hairline and over my darkened cheekbones. I was grease-painted and dressed for night work, crouching near the front door, searching my black canvas backpack for Tom. Anyway, I called it Tom, as in Peeping Tom. A 36-inch fiber optic tube with a miniature screen attached to one end. An electronic eye to the other. Tom takes a lot of the guesswork out of jobs like this. As I twisted and turned the tiny tube under the door, I got a pretty good look at the front room. The subject, Antonio Johnson, was a repeat violent offender. He'd been out of prison for 2 months when he robbed a convenience store. I traced him to Canada 3 weeks ago and lost him. But his ex-wife was in Atlanta, and Johnson had a history of stalking her. She'd been getting hang-ups again. A trace of the calls, with the help of a friend at APD, led to a payphone in a sleazy motel in Atlanta's crack-infested West End. I found people there who knew Johnson. One of them ratted him out for $30. He was staying at a place off Jonesboro Road, near Boulevard and the Federal Penitentiary. There, even locals check their car doors at stoplights, and commuters take the long way around after dark. I could see him on the 3-inch viewer, sitting on a ragged couch, feet on the edge of a wooden utility spool coffee table. He appeared to be alone, a beer in his right hand, his left hand in his lap and partially hidden from view. "You hiding something under there, big guy?"